Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
All righty. And Sam Forbes is not with us today, nor is Dr. Richard Podell, so it's just the old Don and Arnie show.
Sort of like the old days.
That's right.
Okay, well, let me start off, Arnie. You know, when I got back from my little trip recently, I was trying to catch up on some of the newsletters and email newsletters that I normally get. And I was reading through them, and I think it was one of Dr. Murray's newsletters. Had some interesting opening comments that I thought were kind of worth repeating, worth commenting on. And basically, he was commenting on how much advertising was out there on drugs like Viagra, Cialis, or drugs like Propecia ads, you know, for male baldness.
Yeah, and of course, magazines and television are filled with expensive ads for all sorts of drugs, and as a result, men are spending billions of dollars each year on these drugs. And the thing is, while erectile dysfunction and male pattern baldness are certainly important issues for many men, it's important to realize that they're not going to die from impotence or hair loss.
Right, but they can die from heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So isn't it a real shame that these men spend billions of dollars each year on those kinds of drugs, but they are not spending the pennies a day on supplements that might prevent these much more serious problems, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes? You know, there's a great deal of convincing scientific research now showing that those diseases, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, can be almost entirely prevented through diet, lifestyle changes, and proper nutritional supplementation.
And are we talking about complicated, exotic fad supplements? No. Are we talking about big money? No. We're talking about the basics. A good, balanced, multivitamin, multimineral supplement, for example, an omega-3 fish oil supplement, maybe a green drink or a green food phytonutrient supplement, even if it's just a, you know, resveratrol, pycnogenol supplement, maybe even the best would be a blend of all of them.
Now, granted, there's a lot more that you can take besides those basic supplements which Arnie just mentioned, but even if you limited yourself to those three basic products, the potential value to your health and well-being and the reduced risk of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes is certainly money well spent. I mean, what good is it going to do you to have your hair and to have your flag run up the pole if you're laying in a hospital bed with heart disease, cancer, or diabetes?
And the fact of the matter is that much of what we spend all this money on drugs for, baldness, impotence, it's related to the very health problems the nutritional supplements would help to prevent. Impotence, for example, is often caused by the same atherosclerotic problems occurring in other parts of the body. In other words, atherosclerosis occurs systemically throughout the body, not just in the arteries supplying the penis or the heart. As Dr. Murray points out, patients with diseased coronary arteries are much more likely to have erectile dysfunction compared to individuals without coronary disease. If erectile dysfunction is due to vascular insufficiency, it's imperative that measures to reduce cardiovascular risk factors, such as elevated cholesterol and triglyceride levels, high blood pressure, obesity, lack of exercise, and smoking.
Now, which gets us back to the original point, and that is supplements. Obviously, the basic regimen we mentioned before, a multivitamin, multimineral, a fish oil supplement, a phytonutrient blend, can be just the start. Depending on your current health situation or your areas of risk, additional supplements might be appropriate.
And that's where Wilner Chemists can help. We're always happy to spend time with you, helping you to determine just what might be appropriate for your specific health needs. That's what stuff we do all the time. Don, myself, we have Sam Forbes, we have a bunch of pharmacists, Larry, Akin, who else? Yeva. We have a nutritionist, Indy, Jim.
You left out Peter.
Peter, that's right. Another pharmacist, Peter. Yeah.
And you mentioned Indy.
And we have Dane downtown and Jim. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, but the point Arnie's making is that, at Wilner Chemist, we probably have one of the highest payrolls of any health food store or health food related pharmacy that you're going to find, and we feel that's what's necessary because we want you to be able to come in and get factual answers, not just whatever the latest hype or the latest fad stuff is. We want you to be able to get information that is backed by research, or at least if it's, we will tell you just how reliable something might be. Sometimes we'll tell you that you shouldn't be taking stuff. But, we hope that you'll appreciate that and you'll use us for what you do need.
Absolutely right. Okay, we'll start taking your calls in just a few moments, so let's give you the number, 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, nutrition in general, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. But first, are you looking for a place to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements? Reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all of this information easily. Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows? Hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase these products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all of that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now you can do it another way by logging on to the new improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
The news is out. Pharmaceutical treatments for menopause may have severe adverse effects. Natural therapies can help balance women's systems safely. Nature's Answer's liquid menopause formula is the ideal alternative. It brings together black cohosh, American ginseng, nettle, hops, Romania, and Vitex in a delicious, easy-to-take, well-balanced combination. Naturally sweetened with organic agave nectar.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
What is strontium? Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium, in fact, has an affinity for bone, and it's taken up by the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. and recent studies show that strontium promotes bone formation and decreases bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Dr.'s Best Strontium Bone Maker Supplement contains strontium citrate, a form of strontium that is safe and effective as a dietary supplement. To maximize bone health and combat osteoporosis, Dr.'s Best Strontium Bone Maker should be part of your supplement program. And there's no better time than now to stock up on strontium, as Dr.'s Best Strontium Bone Maker, 340 milligrams, 60 capsule size, now on sale at one half price at Wilner Chemist. Dr.'s Best science-based nutrition.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, and you are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And as promised, we will begin taking your calls, and let's say hello to Mark from Warren County, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, and yourself?
Not too bad. I'd like to get some straight talk about this hyaluronic acid with regard to good joint health.
Okay.
Is there any is there anything I need to know as far as products where I can get this other than by a supplement? Can I get it out of any foods or...
I don't know that hyaluronic acid is too available as a from a food source. My understanding is that it's derived from the combs of roosters.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Well, that said, there's
so if you're going to try to get it from a rooster, make sure you don't go to a bald rooster, because
a
bald rooster doesn't carry a comb around with him, you see, and they wouldn't have any.
Well, does it really have any effect on good joint health and production of synovial fluid or synovial jelly?
It does, but it's a difficult molecule to get absorbed and to get utilized.
Right.
The way that hyaluronic acid is used really is medically they inject it directly into the joint. So when it's injected into the joint, it has some benefit. But I think the primary things you want to think about for joint health, or if you have an arthritic problem, are things like glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM. Perhaps fish oil to help reduce the inflammation, something like Celadrin to help with the inflammation.
Okay. If
you know, these are well studied supplements. There is really very little on hyaluronic acid as an orally used supplement.
Yeah, that's the latest craze I've been hearing is hyaluronic acid.
Well, yeah, and of course, you know, you say you wanted some straight answers, so we'll give you straight answers.
Terrific.
Okay, you know what most of what people are hearing or have been hearing in the past about hyaluronic acid has been from infomercials,
right?
And the information on the as a general rule, as we've said many times, you have to be a little bit leery, a little bit skeptical of infomercials. Okay, the problem as Arnie mentioned, is primarily, well, there's two problems. The one that he mentioned is the absorption problem.
Correct.
You know, there is a lot of question as to whether you can actually take preformed real hyaluronic acid by mouth and have it maintain its integrity when it's when it's being absorbed from the stomach. Okay, so that's one of the problems. The other problem is whether you will get the same benefit from ingesting the other nutrients that are utilized by the body as precursors to hyaluronic acid. And again, as Arnie mentioned, you will probably get as much benefit, if not more, by taking things like ascorbic acid and glucosamine and chondroitin, even gelatin perhaps, and the MSM. All of those nutrients, the amino acids like leucine, for example, all of those are the components that the body uses to make its own hyaluronic acid. So, you know, we have more and more companies, even some of the companies who advertise with this. I believe Jarrow now has a product that's out there. You have to even read the labels carefully. Many of these products, even though the name of the product may imply that it contains hyaluronic acid, if you read the labels carefully on a lot of these products, they don't even really contain hyaluronic acid. They contain the precursor materials. Okay? So that's about as straight talking an answer, I think, as you could ask for.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, thanks
for
calling. You too. Thanks for calling, Mark. And next we have Flora from Great Neck, New Jersey.
No, Great Neck, New York.
Yeah, I know it's New York, but Ira put down New Jersey. I don't know. He must have Jersey.
I don't know. New Jersey's okay. But here's my problem. For about 20 years, I had those artificial plastic nails put on, and they were gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But after 20 years, about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I took them off, and my nail bed grew back pretty well. But the length doesn't grow. It keeps chipping and splitting. And I went to a dermatologist. He said I should take biotin and massage my nails with Vaseline. Nothing's happening. I take biotin religiously every day, like he told me. Nothing's happening.
Well, we'll be able to give you a bit more help than that.
Oh, hooray. I'm glad I found you.
The biotin was a good idea. You know, biotin has some benefit for hair and nails. But you need to make sure you take enough of it. I don't know how much you're taking, but you should be taking anywhere from 5 to 10 milligrams a day. If it's translated into micrograms, it's 5,000 to 10,000 micrograms a day.
I see.
Okay.
5,000 to 2,000?
To 10,000.
10,000 a day.
Yes. Okay.
I see.
The other thing that's very, very important is a mineral called silicon. And the best way to take silicon is a product called BioSil.
B-I-O.
B-I-O-S-I-L. It's available.
BioSil.
It's available in liquid. It's available in capsules. 10 drops of liquid or 2 capsules a day, and that will definitely help to improve the health of your nails. But
They ain't pretty.
Well, what should I say?
Well, there's a couple additional comments. First, by the way, you know, Arnie is 100% right on the BioSil. And as a matter of fact, we had a guest a few weeks back who spoke about some research. You know, there's been some published clinical research utilizing that particular product, BioSil from Jarrow, where they showed how it reduced the wrinkles in the skin, improved the elasticity of the skin, and reduced the brittleness in both hair and nails. So that definitely should be one of those extra nutrients that you take if that's your concern. But you'll notice I said extra nutrients. If you've been taking biotin, and even if you now add the silica from in the form of BioSil, what's very important is that you're also taking all of the other basic vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. If you're not taking a good balanced multivitamin and multimineral, calcium, magnesium, copper, zinc, selenium, and so forth, then that is definitely part of your problem. So you should make sure that you're not just doing something in a vacuum. You don't just take biotin. You don't just take the BioSil. They work with all of those other nutrients, okay? And it's kind of interesting what I was trying to locate this on my computer while you were talking, but I believe there was a report not too long ago about the potential damage of which occurs on women's nails from utilizing those artificial things. Maybe it's the solvent or the glue or something, whatever it is that they use to attach those nails. I think there has been some negative research about that, showing that it can cause damage. So you might be better off than you could be, even though the nails aren't as long and strong as you'd like. It could have perhaps been worse.
BioSil will do it?
Yeah.
BioSil, a good multivitamin, multimineral, and continue taking extra biotin.
Continue taking biotin?
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Okay, 2 capsules of BioSil.
Right.
I take 2 capsules of biotin. That's 1,000.
No, 1,000 is not going to be enough. You need, as far as micrograms go of biotin, you need about anywhere from 5 to 10,000 micrograms.
Micrograms.
Mm-hmm.
And in the BioSil?
The BioSil is just 2 capsules.
And those two capsules are what's the...
Five milligrams each.
5 milligrams each. You're a genius, and I thank you.
But, Flora, I don't think... are you taking a multivitamin?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Right, make sure it's a good one, not just the one a day.
It's a good one. It's been keeping me going for years.
Good. All right. All right, Flora.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye, dear. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that call, Flora. And next we have Linda from Staten Island.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Thank you for my call. My husband has had a radical prostatectomy, and within a year after that, his PSA is rising. What would you recommend insofar as an herb or vitamin that he take to curb that PSA and hopefully stop the production of the cells?
Okay, you said your husband had his prostate removed?
Yes.
Well, if he has his prostate removed, I would think his PSA would be close to zero.
It should be.
Yeah, so I think
you need to
be in touch with his physician, his urologist, his surgeon, and let him know what's going on.
Oh, we are indeed, but they don't always recommend vitamins, and I even inquired if there's some vitamin regime he should be on, and I was told that, well, they are doing some research.
Okay,
with
all right. I see what you're saying. As long as your husband has seen the doctor and is seeing the doctor, you know, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure you weren't just taking supplements and ignoring the PSA. Okay, I'll tell you what. We have to pause for a break, including a check on traffic. We will answer your question as soon as we get back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg, and we'll be back after these messages.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health, available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
And now let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. On the Hudson River, the inbound George Washington Bridge, up to an hour wait on the upper deck, 30 minutes downstairs. Both decks are heavy across the span. An accident on eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway has been cleared at Webster Avenue. Leaving the city, the George looks good on both decks. The inbound Lincoln is 30 minutes outbound, no problems. The inbound Holland is 30 minutes from both the New Jersey Turnpike and Routes 1 and 9. And leaving the city, it's slow from all approaches. Outbound Brooklyn Battery Tunnel is closed with construction until 5 a.m. tomorrow. Inbound is running two-way traffic, but it's very heavy. The northbound BQE is jammed from 38th Street to Brooklyn Battery Tunnel and heavy out to the Brooklyn Bridge. The inbound Brooklyn Bridge is heavy, and in Manhattan, southbound Battery Park Underpass is closed from FDR Drive to West Street until 3:30 today. This report brought to you by Advil. It's no contest. Advil liquid gels are faster and stronger on tough pain than Tylenol rapid-release gels. Advil liquid gels, liquid fast, Advil strong. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, now, we all know the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient for the cardiovascular system and one of the strongest antioxidants available. But how do you know which CoQ10 to choose? Q-Absorb from Jarrow Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. Q-Absorb is clinically tested, 100% natural, and supports healthy heart function. Absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10, and this is where Q-Absorb excels. Studies show that Q-Absorb expands blood vessels and improves oxygen consumption. When combined with exercise, Q-Absorb supplementation produces near-normal endothelial function. So, don't just ask for CoQ10, ask for Q-Absorb from Jarrow Formulas. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Jarrow Formulas products. Discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg. And for those of you who'd like to call and join this discussion, phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, now before we get back to talking to Linda, I just want to tell you about the new sale in effect at Wilner Chemist. It's what we call our between sale. And the only way you hear about it really is if you come into the store or listen to the Wilner Window radio show. And we have the entire American Health and Home Health lines on sale at 35% off list price. And we have selected items from Natrol, Natrin, Rainbow Light on sale at 30% off list. And if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should ask for it. Just call us at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
Okay. And as Arnie mentioned, you can find out about the sale by stopping by the store. You can also, of course, pick up one of the catalogs at the store as well. We have two locations in Manhattan. One is at Midtown. It's located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have another store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, near City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, so now you know all about our sale and everything else. Okay, Linda, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll start off, and then Don will come in with some more thoughts. The most important thing is, as we say many, many times, a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multi-mineral product, something not like a one-a-day, something that you take, like, ideally, let's say, 4 tablets a day that gives you all the calcium and magnesium and all the minerals and vitamins that he needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next would be getting into some specifics as far as supplements go. There's one of the carotenoids is called lycopene.
Right.
Lycopene is the thing that gives tomatoes its red color.
Yeah.
And he should be on somewhere around up to 30 milligrams a day of lycopene as a supplement. And
30 milligrams per day.
Yeah, and it also wouldn't be a bad idea that he ate some of the tomatoes in a cooked form, like tomato sauce and stewed tomatoes and things like that, stuff that you put on pasta or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other one that also has some you know, some teeth behind it, is a mineral that's called selenium. Selenium also has, you know, they did a study some years ago when they found a nice reduction in prostate cancer in men who had taken selenium.
And what dosage is that?
200 micrograms a day at least.
Okay. And I also read in the Wilner Chemist Autumn 04 book about the lignans.
Lignans?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, the flax lignans.
Yes. Is that something you would also recommend?
Definitely. Definitely. There's a product, maybe a couple of them now, but the one I know for sure is it's a capsule. It's available from Jarrow. It's called Flax Essence.
Flax Essence.
Flax Essence.
Mm-hmm. And how much should he have of that per day?
There, I think you need about two capsules a day would be fine.
Two per day. Okay.
Okay,
good.
Let me just add a couple additional comments. Selenium, you know, Arnie said 200 micrograms. You might be getting that much in your multivitamin. I would suggest that in this particular instance, you want to have your total daily dose perhaps closer to 400 micrograms.
400?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah,
good
the
point.
Usual, you know, the usual dose is around 200, but when you're taking it as a, you know, as something for where there's a risk of prostate cancer or something like that, then you want to be taking a little bit more. So look at the multivitamin that you're taking and see how much is in there. If it's a good multivitamin, you'll probably be getting 200 micrograms there. Then I would take an additional 200, and this is the other point, preferably in combination with more vitamin E. A lot of the research about, you know, regarding prostate cancer, utilized a combination of selenium and vitamin E. So I would go with a nice mix tocopherol vitamin E along with the extra selenium, okay? And, of course, the other point is in addition to expecting the doctors to tell you which supplements you might want to take, more importantly perhaps is to have them give you an explanation as to why he's getting PSA readings when they've removed or thought they removed the prostate.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, and it may be that there may be some immature cancer cells or something floating around, which might be doing that. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, thanks for that call. And let's see. Next is Stephen from Queens.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask you to raise testosterone. If you don't want to take testosterone directly, would DHEA do that? And what is actually DHEA, and how does it affect, if it does affect testosterone, how does it do that? And would you suggest, if you do suggest DHEA, would you possibly suggest pregnenolone instead as a precursor?
okay. Didn't we talk about this last week, Stephen?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, a DHEA, you need to have your DHEA measured. You have a low testosterone, it may be a result of a low DHEA. Your DHEA may be fine. Okay, you have to see. It's a measurable, it's something which you can measure. You know, you go to the doctor, same way he measures your testosterone, he can measure your DHEA. Assuming that your DHEA is low and your testosterone is low, by all means, you can use DHEA as a way to increase your, testosterone. There also used to be some other supplements that were available, like androstenedione, but that's not available now, Don, is it? Isn't that one of them that they...
I think it's now been removed because of the concerns. Yeah, look, the bottom line is, you know, the question was asked, what is DHEA?
Right.
Well, DHEA is a... is a hormone secreted by the adrenal gland, okay? It's a hormone from which the body can make a lot of other different hormones. So it's a precursor to a precursor, so to speak, for testosterone. So theoretically, if you take some DHEA, you may increase testosterone, but you may increase other hormones also. If you're targeting testosterone, then obviously a logic would say that the closer you can get to the specific precursor hormone that just goes to testosterone, the more likely you are to achieve what you want to achieve. But of course, as you start doing that, you get into something that becomes more and more drug-like in its action, with more and more potential drug side effects. And of course, that's the problem. Another way of looking at it is, if you really need testosterone, then, you know, and when I say really, I mean if you have a medical problem or a valid need for testosterone supplementation, then stop fooling around with the vitamins at the health food store. Go to your doctor and see if he will prescribe the real thing.
Okay, Stephen, thanks for calling. And the next we have June from Comac, Long Island.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to know, you're talking about preventing diabetes and heart disease and so on. About 6 months ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes and high blood pressure, and I am currently on metformin for the diabetes and lisinopril, I think it is, for the high blood pressure. And I want to know, even at this point, when I've already been taking these drugs, is it still possible to add some nutrients to help my health? Is it too late to help once you've already been diagnosed?
Can I take the first shot?
Sure.
At this, honey?
I'm
so happy to have heard you ask that question. You know, there are certain health problems that respond extremely well to supplementation and dietary modifications. Now, diabetes happens to be a condition, as long as we're not talking about type 1 diabetes where it's an insulin secreting problem.
Type 2.
I'm sorry, what?
I said type 2.
Right, okay. The preferred method of treating type 2 diabetes could be said to be diet and supplementation. Okay?
Right.
And there are so let me answer your question by saying yes, you can do many things right now that will have a major impact on the progression and the control of the condition, and you should be doing that. Your doctor should be tickled pink to have you do that. You should be adding fiber to your diet, for example. Very low, very non-complicated thing. Fiber will reduce the absorption of the carbohydrates. It'll smooth out the release of insulin and help the body control this whole interrelationship between the sugar and insulin response. So fiber, both in the diet and in supplement form, is a very important thing for you to be utilizing. There are supplements that have a protective action against some of the problems that are associated with diabetes. Supplements like alpha lipoic acid, you should be taking that. There are supplements that can help with the way the body responds to the sugar and insulin secretion, supplements like chromium and biotin. You should be taking those things. Carnitine. Not only can you prevent, but you can, in fact, help to treat and control diabetes with supplements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've just mentioned a few of the important ones. What I would suggest you do, if you ask your doctor if he has a nutritionist in the practice or if he can recommend one, or mm-hmm. just stop by one of our stores mm-hmm. and talk to one of our pharmacists. We'll be happy to go over all of the options. If you're computer literate, log on to our website, wilner.com. We have reference articles on our website, and we also have a link to Health Notes, which will give you a lot of very objective and factual information about diabetes and the various supplements as well.
To Health Notes. Mm-hmm. Well, I can ask my son, what's your what do you log on to get?
www.wilner, with two L's, mm-hmm. W-I-L-L,
mm-hmm.
.com.
Wilner.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what about high blood pressure? I'm taking Lisapril for...
High blood pressure, for example, how high is your blood pressure without medication?
When I first came in December, it was 190 over, I can't remember what the other number was.
Okay. You may or may not be able to be as nutritionally aggressive with the high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because you're starting off with some pretty high numbers.
If your
numbers were a little better,
mm-hmm.
you know, weren't as high as they were, I would say there are some nutritional alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I would say it's important to make sure your blood pressure remains under control.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've given me some very good food for thought here.
Food is another important thing with diabetes.
Yeah.
You need to control your weight,
mm-hmm.
and you need to control your carbohydrate intake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you do that and listen to what Don said, you'll be on the right road.
And mm-hmm. not to say, by the way, I mean, Arnie's absolutely right. You know, with hypertension, it's not quite as easy to treat that once it's sort of in place as it is something like diabetes. But that doesn't mean that there are not supplements that you shouldn't be taking to help to control it and to help to alleviate the problems that high blood pressure will eventually cause on the body. So, in many cases, some supplements will be appropriate for both high blood pressure and the diabetes. But don't totally write off the fact that there are some things that you can do because of the high blood pressure also. Things like CoQ10, fish oil, calcium, maybe put a little bit more garlic on that same,
garlic.
A bit more garlic
Absolutely.
In your diet, or take garlic supplements. All of these things will help. May partially reduce your dependence on the prescription drugs, but like Arnie says, high blood pressure can be a very bad problem, so it is indeed important to control it, and if you need the drugs to control it, then you should do that.
I see. Okay, very good then. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, June. All righty, and it's time for another break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back after this message from Natrol. What's your brain speed? Could be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs, attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So, think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol has been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount prices. Find out more at brainspeed.com.
When it comes to multiple choices, there's one that gives you more. The new improved More Than a Multiple multivitamin supplement from American Health. It's designed to be the very best multi you can buy. The new improved More Than a Multiple is a mega potency formula containing more than 50 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and energy-rich whole food concentrates with more calcium, zinc, B1, and B2 than many other leading brands. Plus, you'll find omega oils for metabolic health, lycopene for the immune system, and alpha-lipoic acid, the universal antioxidant. And American Health's unique time-release delivery system means 8 hours of nutritional support. More than a multiple from American Health. It's all the nutrition you need in one convenient package. That's why they call it More Than a Multiple. It's also available in an iron-free vegetarian formula. Ask for American Health's More Than a Multiple at the Wilner Chemists or other fine health food stores.
You have problems with your vision. Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. One of our favorite products for this is Ginkgo Dyes by Nature's Way. Don, do you want to continue? My voice is cracking.
Oh, okay. Ginkgo Dyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthine from the marigold extract. Everyone knows how important those carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Dyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgo Dyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgo Dyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemists, of course, carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. And by the way, that Natrol Brain Speed website is www.brainspeed.com. Go on there and take that Brain Speed test. You'll have fun. You'll enjoy it.
Well, you know, when you said the brain speedometer, it sort of brought images back in my mind to those old commercials back 20 years ago on TV, you know, with the little, when you would take, you know, the antacids, where you would take something, you know, show little cartoons of the stomach and...
Yeah, speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, whatever, you know, it's, the brain speedometer. Yeah. Right? That had an interesting sound for it.
And as promised, let's get back to the phones. And say hello to Bill from Queens.
Yeah, good afternoon, Don and Annie.
Hey, Bill.
I'm a long-time customer at your stores, and I bought your book. I was in the hospital a couple of times for congestive heart failure, and I see a product in your book. It's called Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Taurine.
Yeah, Taurine. I'm just calling up to see if that's a big help for me.
Well... since your voice is going, Arnie, I'll take the first shot. Okay.
Bless you.
Yes. Well, you know, not that I want to step on your toes or anything, but you know, I mean, just to help out.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yes. For that particular type of a health condition, a taurine is probably. I might actually be called the premier nutrient to take, okay? Taurine is an amino acid. It's normally found in bile acids. It's involved in the fat metabolism and so forth. It's also involved in regulating the heartbeat. It seems to stabilize the cell membranes of the heart and helps to control the way the heart functions. And I believe... the other reason that it's so appropriate for congestive heart failure is that it also has a slight diuretic activity, if I recall correctly. So, yes, you will find that taurine is usually one of the first nutrients recommended for people with that condition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fine. Is that, can I ask just one more thing? Is that CQ10 good, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have indeed either been doing your homework, or you've been listening to the show, or you've been reading the book.
But I'm everything. All three.
Yeah, no. You should definitely be taking CoQ10. You should definitely be taking taurine. Now, taurine, by the way, is an amino acid, as I said. It's one of the few... supplements. You know, people always asking us, when should I take the supplement? Should I take it with meals? Should I take it during the meal? Should I take it before the meal? You know, and they get all worked up over exactly when. Usually we suggest taking a supplement with a meal. Taurine, because it's an amino acid, one individual amino acid, should probably best be taken between meals. In other words, you don't want to have it competing with the other amino acids that are in the protein in your food. So in this particular case, you want to take that taurine either, you know, half hour before meals, half hour after meals, between meals, something like that. Okay?
All right, Arnie. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Good day.
Thanks for calling, Bill. All righty. And who's next? Judith from Clinton, New Jersey.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I am plagued with skin tags and warts. I don't have them just in creases of my body. I have them on my face even. I go to the dermatologist. She, you know, freezes them off, but they always grow back. Is there, and I know it's a virus, but is there something I can take to either prevent them or slow them down or something?
Well, I think we can maybe suggest a couple things that might help, but I don't think we have anything that we can say, oh, yes, this is going to solve your problem. The first thing I'll mention, Arnie, and then you can,
sure,
if you want to add something afterwards, you're correct, especially with the warts. I'm not sure about the skin tags, but the warts, there seems to be a virus component, and what I think has been shown to be most helpful would be zinc. You know, number one, you would say, well, find anything that has immune-enhancing activity might help, and that could be true. But zinc in particular has been shown to be helpful in reducing the incidence of warts, and zinc, of course, does have an enhancing effect on the immune system, very important for the immune system. So you might want to try taking zinc. The amount necessary in the research, there was a study, and as I'm talking to you, I'm looking it up, and I've just found the abstract. They used a fairly high dosage. Now, at that dosage, it is not something that you do haphazardly. Zinc at high dosages over a long period of time can cause problems. So you might want to talk to your doctor and see if your doctor is willing to kind of work with you on this. I think, you know, they're talking about like an amounts up to 135 milligrams a day. For a short period of time, that probably wouldn't cause a problem, but again, that should be utilized under a doctor's supervision. And if your doctor wants, if you want to have the reference, go to our website, click on the front page. Are we out of time?
To the end of that, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the information when we get back on the top of the next hour, okay?
All right, we're coming to the end of this first hour of the Wilner Window. This is a two-hour show, folks, so stay right where you are. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol, with more Ester C products than any other company.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.